Welcome to the Deep Dive. If you've been keeping an eye on decentralized finance, you'll know derivatives always get people talking. But 2025, it's brought something else entirely.
A huge shift.
Exactly. We're talking about decentralized perpetual exchanges, or PERPDXs, and they've sort of quietly become the fastest growing part of DeFi, like really fast.
It's not just steady growth either, is it? It feels more like a migration.
Totally. The quarterly trading volumes are getting close to, well, $900 billion. Just massive.
And that number, $900 billion, that's really why we're diving in today. Our mission isn't just to look at the volume, impressive as it is, it's to figure out why. Why now?
Mm-hmm.
What we're seeing is professional traders, they're kind of done with compromises. They want transparency, yeah, but also full control of their money. And they still need that CEX level capital efficiency.
The performance.
Right. And the sources we're looking at show that new tech is finally making this happen. It's letting these on-chain perps become basically the next big liquidity engine for crypto.
Okay, so before we get into the weeds, let's just quickly pin down the main idea. What is a PERPDX, simply put?
Well, it takes perpetual contracts, you know, the derivatives without an expiry date, and moves the whole trading operation onto the blockchain.
Fully on chain.
Fully on chain.
Yeah.
So you cut out the need for a central company holding your funds or managing the books behind the scenes. Simple concept, but tricky to get right.
Okay, let's unpack that. Because the key to hitting that huge valuation, the $900 billion, it wasn't just the idea, was it? It was a big change in the engineering behind it over the last year or so.
Absolutely.
The first attempts at doing derivatives on-chain, they lean pretty heavily on AMMs, automated market makers.
Yeah, the classic DeFi model.
Right. Great for swapping tokens, spot trading.
Mm.
But for high-frequency derivatives, leveraged stuff, AMMs always had some serious drawbacks.
Exactly. AMMs just weren't built for leverage, fundamentally. The problem was capital efficiency and slippage. If you tried a big leverage trade on an AMM, the volatility, the amount of capital needed in the pool, Oracle delays, it all meant high costs and, frankly, unreliable fills. For pros running complex strategies, that lack of precision just wasn't viable for those early PERPDX.
So the market needed something else, something that felt maybe familiar like a CEX, but was actually decentralized at its core.
Which brings us to the big technical shift we're seeing now.
Yeah. This new wave of players' names like EdgeX, Hyperliquid, Avo, they're built on a different foundation, right? On-chain central limit order books. CLOBs.
CLOBs, exactly. And it's fascinating how that CLOB structure just completely changes the game. Binance Research, back in their 2025 analysis, they basically said CLOB-based PERPDX are becoming the core driver of on-chain derivatives liquidity.
Why, though? What makes the CLOB so much better here?
It's about deterministic pricing and seeing the depth. But hang on, there's a key point here. That claim about CEX level speed, that's a big one. If everything, matching, execution is truly on-chain, how do they handle block confirmation times? Isn't there a big MEV risk?
That's the million-dollar question, isn't it? And that's where the engineering gets clever.
Okay.
The fastest new CLOBs, they often use an architecture where the part that does the order matching runs off-chain for speed. Think like a dedicated layer or a sequencer.
Ah.
But at DT, and this is crucial, the really important stuff, the high-stakes parts, have to happen on-chain. It's a balance.
Right. So things like settlement, state changes, confirming margin calls, the bits you absolutely need to trust, those must be verifiable on the blockchain.
Got it.
And that separation lets these new CLOBs deliver those big user benefits. Tighter spreads, liquidity depth you can actually verify, and execution times dropping from seconds to milliseconds.
Yeah.
Speed, but without trusting some black box server.
Let's talk more about that trust factor, because this feels like the real edge over centralized exchanges.
It really is.
On a CEX, if you get liquidated, you basically take their word for it, right? You trust their internal logs. And even some early decentralized platforms were a bit murky.
Mm-hmm. Opaque.
But now, with this new standard, the most sensitive parts clearing and liquidation, it's all happening transparently, fully on-chain.
And that's massive, not just for transparency, but for how you manage your capital. Every single liquidation, every funding rate payment, it's right there on a block explorer for anyone to audit.
Total visibility.
Total visibility. And that gives a level of confidence that CEXs, which inherently rely on hidden processes, just can't easily match. It removes that counterparty risk of having your funds held centrally. It creates this this paradox the sources keep highlighting. It's decentralized, yet it feels like a CEX. Performance and self-custody.
Okay, so the tech is there. But here's where it gets really interesting, I think. Moving from the tech itself to how it's actually being used. Because performance is great, but it needs to fit into how traders actually work.
Right, the workflow matters.
And we've got a really good case study here. A major analytics platform, Avi.ai. Lots of traders use them for multi-chain data and tracking.
Yeah, they're well known.
They're jumping right into this trend by integrating EdgeX's PerkDX system as like their main engine for derivatives.
And this isn't just sticking two things together. It's a real strategic change for Av.ai. They were already the place to go for data, right?
Mm-hmm.
But this move turns them into a genuine one-stop on-chain trading hub. It's the combination traders have been asking for. Analysis, spot trading, and leveraged perps, all in one place.
Yeah, instead of jumping between, what, three different apps? Your charts here, your spot exchange there, your perp platform somewhere
else. Exactly. You get this unified flow. Think about the practical side.
Okay.
Shared liquidity pools, one account for both spot and perps. You don't have to shuffle margin around between protocols anymore just because you spotted an opportunity and want to leverage it.
That friction just disappears.
Mm-hmm.
And the data integration sounds powerful.
Oh, it's the killer app, really. Av.ai's AI analytics aren't just next door to the trade button. They're plugged in.
So you can see something, act on it immediately.
Right. Monitor complex indicators, check funding rates across different chains, maybe spot a cross-chain ARB opportunity, and execute right there without leaving the platform. It makes the data instantly actionable.
And critically, going back to trust, the underlying mechanics.
Mm.
That on-chain clearing and liquidation
mm-hmm.
that's powered by the EdgeX infrastructure underneath.
That's right. So even inside this slick, unified interface, the core capital management remains transparent and verifiable on-chain. It's bridging that gap between high performance and trust perfectly.
They seem serious about access, too.
Yeah, definitely. They've already got Android support live for this combined platform.
Okay.
And they're saying iOS and web versions are coming soon. That signals they're really pushing for this idea of cross-platform full-chain trading.
Right, acknowledging that serious traders aren't always chained to a desktop. They need mobile access that's just as reliable.
It's a direct challenge to the dominance of the big CEX mobile apps, really.
So if we zoom out a bit,
mm-hmm.
what's the bigger picture here with this kind of unification? It's not just about features, is it?
No, it's about creating a really sticky ecosystem.
Yeah.
One that attracts and keeps professional liquidity by being incredibly efficient. It moves DeFi past that early phase where everything felt a bit clunky, maybe, where you always had to sacrifice something.
Yeah, you had to choose between decentralization and performance.
Exactly. And this combination delivers what the sources call the pro traders crave. A frictionless, data-driven, and verifiable on-chain experience. You merge CEX-level speed with on-chain proof, wrap it in a unified interface that just fundamentally changes the game for sophisticated capital. The risk calculation shifts.
Okay, looking ahead then. At the whole competitive landscape, it feels like PerpDXs aren't just some niche experiment anymore. Not just something we watch out of curiosity.
If at all.
They're clearly aiming to be the future of DeFi liquidity, that $900 billion volume. That's their opening shot.
And it raises a really interesting question about how platforms evolve from here. As the market gets more sophisticated, the winners, the platforms that really pull in the pro liquidity, will be the ones that masterfully blend performance, transparency, and composability.
All three together.
All three seamlessly. It's not enough anymore to just be fast or just be decentralized. You need the whole package.
And that composability piece.
Mm-hmm.
That feels like something fundamentally different from a CEX, right?
Oh, absolutely. A CEX is a walled garden. Your data, your liquidity, it's stuck inside.
Mm-hmm.
But an on-chain CLE system, especially when integrated with an analytics layer like Avi.ai, it lets strategies and data flow into execution freely. And your margin could potentially interact with other DeFi protocols. That kind of openness just doesn't exist in the centralized world.
This leads us back to that pretty bold claim in the source material.
Yeah.
That with EdgeX's engine providing the on-chain power,
mm-hmm.
and Av.ai's AI analytics creating this unified front end, this next generation of DXs won't just match CEXs.
They'll outperform them.
Outperform them. Because the performance gap is closing fast, the trust issue is arguably getting worse for CEXs, and you can see where the capital wants to go.
The next era seems to be arriving. Unified, intelligent, and fully on-chain.
It really is amazing.
Yeah.
A sector that felt like a necessary compromise just a couple of years back is now knocking on the door of $1 trillion quarterly volume and genuinely challenging the big guys on performance. It will be fascinating to see how this changes actual trading behavior in the coming months.
Absolutely. And it leaves us with a final thought, perhaps. If this combination, verifiable speed, transparency, composability, really does create something better than a CEX, what fundamental shift might we see in how pro traders manage risk and capital over, say, the next year? Does the need for centralized derivatives venues start to shrink dramatically? What stands out to you as the biggest potential change on the risk side? Something to think about until our next deep dive.